News from 100 years ago, 1920. Husband cut the phone wires. Mrs. Evelyn Thompson, young, black-eyed and pretty, prominent at Caney, told Judge J.W. Holdren in district court yesterday that her husband, H.E. Thompson, cut the telephone wires in their home so she could not talk over the phone. She said he was extremely jealous and cruel along with it. Mrs. Thompson told the judge that hers was a hasty marriage that culminated after 3 months' acquaintance with her husband. They were married at Lawrence and then moved to Illinois, later going to Caney, where her husband was engaged as an automobile mechanic. She alleged he did not support her and that she had to work in a pharmacy at Caney. She said he objected to her going to picture shows, and when she was with her sister, he at times became enraged. He's in Colorado now. They own a homestead in western Kansas, which they divided out of court. They have been separated for nearly 3 years. Don't let your sweaters shrink or stretch. You can wash your sweaters yourself so that they look like new. The expensive sweater with Angora collar and cuffs. The dear little sleeveless slip-on that you knit yourself. Keep them fluffy and new-looking. Wash them in soft Luxe suds. Rubbing soap on woolens and twisting them, making them thicken and shrink. Your good-looking sweater suddenly grows far too large and stringy, or ridiculously tight and harsh. But there is no rubbing with Luxe. Souse the rich, foamy lather gently through and through. Your sweater comes out soft and shapely, the way you bought it. Your grocer, druggist, or department store has Luxe. Lever Brothers Company, Cambridge, Massachusetts. There's nothing like Luxe for keeping sweaters new. Prices on teeth. Crown and bridge work, $8 and up. Teeth single set, $18 and up. Teeth full set, $35 and up. Dr. J.B. Merrick, dentist. From the Coffeyville Daily Journal, Coffeyville, Kansas. Lenin accuses Italians, says socialist deputies are guilty of treason against proletariat. Berlin, Germany. Charges by Nikolai Lenin, Russian Bolshevik minister, that the Italian proletariat was betrayed by deputies Derigana, Turati, and Modigliananiya, which are printed in the Freiheit of this city, have produced a great stir among socialists here. The newspaper also prints an article written by Lenin, which was published in the newspaper Pravda of Moscow, which says, "Events in Italy must open the eyes of even the most obstinate. Turati and Modigliania and Derigona are guilty of sabotage against the revolution in Italy at the moment when it begins to ripen. A ukase has been issued in Moscow accusing the Italian socialist leaders of treason. It bears the signatures of members of the Active Committee on the Third Internationale." Moore's Oven. Coal or gas, no change of parts for either fuel. Ready to go at any time for coal or gas. 4 lids for gas, 4 for coal. Glass oven door. You can watch your biscuits brown or your cake bake. The oven burner is in the center of the bottom of the oven. Corrugated oven sides. Saves fuel. Gives more heat for fuel consumed. Choker damper that holds the heat in the oven. Slotted back wall in the firebox. Burns the gas given off by the coal. Oven thermometer and printed gauge for same. All cast iron body, this stove will have a long life. Turn a button to change from gas to coal or coal to gas. Nothing to lift out or put in. The simplest change on the market. If you make a mistake when you buy a combination range, you're going to live with that mistake a long time. You want the best. The best is the cheapest in the end. Come in and look these over. $148.50 or $130 for the smaller size. Payments if you wish. Bessie Brothers Big Daylight Store. Big increase in runaway children. Eager to see the world, many boys and girls under 18 have been taken into custody in Bridgeport during the last few days by policemen of the Bureau of Investigation and held as runaway children until the arrival in this city of their parents or police officials from their hometowns. Many of the children had admitted and attested that their home life lacked nothing but what they chose, a chance to see life. In many instances, the runaways have come from families socially predominant. They have been content to depend on good-natured drivers of trucks for transportation and have not been above sleeping in doorways during the night. The usual excuse for leaving home was not ill treatment, but just an irresistible urge to see the world. The number of such cases in Bridgeport during the last week have been exceptionally large. Every girl can have a wealth of beautiful hair. Nubro's herbicide will give your hair the life, luster, and beauty you so much desire. The cost is small and the results are definite. Begin the use of Nubro's herbicide today and have long, lustrous, beautiful tresses at all drug and department stores, men's applications at barbershops. Nubro's herbicide. Annie Laurie's column. Dear Annie Laurie, I'm in love with a young man who likes me as a friend and treats me as such. He calls me up about once a week and comes to see me about once a month. Understand, we were sweethearts once, and I learned to love him then. Now, dear Annie Laurie, he only likes me as a friend. And as I love him, it puts me through an awful ordeal to have him call on me. And another thing, too, he takes very great care to tell all of my acquaintances that he likes me only as a friend. That is very annoying, and I ask him once not to discuss me with anyone, but he persists in doing so anyway. He doesn't know that I love him, and neither does anyone else know it. I think I might possibly forget him if he would let me alone. Won't you please tell me a graceful way to get him out of my life? I can't tell him not to call on me or not to call me up, for he is merely a friend. I am 20 years old. Shasta Daisy. Dear Miss Daisy, gracefully to rid oneself of familiar relations in the circumstances mentioned by your letter, truly must be undertaken by the one most concerned. You know of the man's disposition, what hurts his feelings, or even if you are justified in being considerate of his feelings. I cannot possibly know these things. Mostly the cure for such a situation lies entirely in the manner of which the remedy is applied. I wish I could advise you more definitely. Dear Annie Laurie, I am a girl 18 years of age and in love with a boy 2 years my senior. But for the past 2 months, he hasn't seemed to care anything for me. I had a card from him during the summer and answered it, but failed to get a response. What must I do? Wait on him or try and forget him? Please advise me what to do, as I love him dearly and would go back to him any day. He seems to care for a girl out of town and has been where I could see him with her. I am very jealous of her. Please tell me how I can overcome this. Signed, Jealous Heart. Dear Miss Hart, the best thing you can do, my dear girl, is to try to put him out of your mind, as he seems to have transferred his interest to the other girl. It is difficult to rekindle a flame that has died. Surely you must have some other good, devoted friends. Annie Laurie will welcome letters of inquiry on subjects of feminine interest from young women readers of this paper and will reply to them in these columns. Letters to Miss Laurie should be addressed to her, care of this office. And now, wire flashes from the Tulsa Tribune in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the Palladium Item in Richmond, Indiana, and from the Bridgeport Telegram in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Governor James M. Cox of New York has contributed $5,000 to his own campaign fund. A check for that amount was received at Democratic National Headquarters today. Following the murder of Mrs. C.E. Jackson, 63, yesterday in San Antonio, Texas, a charge of lunacy was filed against Mrs. Lucy Zleckfuss, 30, today by County Physician Barry. The woman ran amok yesterday in an auto filled with children and fired 6 shots at passersby. After questioning, she admitted having killed the aged woman. Representatives of the farmers' organizations in the Middle West met here today in Chicago and announced that they would request monthly statistics of visible domestic and world supply from the National Bureau of Crop Estimates and Market. The Prussian security police in Berlin, organized on a military basis, have been disbanded and replaced by a body of 85,000 civil police, local, in character, and under control of the local civil authorities. The substitution was made in accordance with the demands of the Entente powers. Two violent earth tremors were felt in Mantes, north of Italy, at midnight Wednesday, according to the telegram to Rome Epoca, says the Central News Dispatch. From Rome, dated Thursday, the message reported some property damage had been caused. 20 persons were killed and 36 others in a collision in which the Venice-Milan Express was involved today, according to an exchange telegraph dispatch from Rome, based on advices to the Giornale d'Italia. J.B. Salmon, a conscientious objector in Washington who has been on hunger strike at St. Elizabeth Military Hospital for Insane here since July 15th, was held to be of sound mind today by Justice Bailey of the District of Columbia Supreme Court. From the Jewish Telegraph Agency, the Hungarian Minister of Interior has ordered the immediate expulsion from Hungary of all Jews who have arrived in the country since 1914, according to a Budapest dispatch today. Civilians bombed a military lorry in Cork, Ireland, as it was passing through Berwick Street this morning. One soldier was killed and three dangerously wounded. The street was filled at the time with people going to work. A gentleman's agreement has been entered in Washington. A gentleman's agreement has been entered into between China and the Bolshevik government for mutual protection against Bolshevik and Chinese bandits and marauders along the Chinese border. The State Department was advised today. It was made plain that the agreement is not in the nature of the treaty. Unofficial advices to the State Department today declared that reports of revolution and a general strike in Portugal were erroneous. These advices stated that the workmen seized upon the occasion of a celebration of the independence of Portugal to display their animosity to the Department of the Interior, but had returned to work. Assistant District Attorney Thomas Morrow of Cincinnati. Assistant District Attorney Thomas Morrow of Hamilton County Fair Price Commission is in receipt of a number of complaints regarding alleged high prices for sundaes now being charged by a member of a chain of drug stores in the city. The complaint states that 28 cents is being charged for a sundae, for which the advertised price was 20 cents. Bert Ramore, age 35, of Lebanon, Ohio, lost a pocketbook containing $80 when he stopped a Negro to inquire directions in the city today. Ramore asked the Negro to direct him to a railroad station. The Negro asked him to count his money. Ramore got out his pocketbook and the Negro seized it and ran. For the first time since Sunday, interurban service on the line between Marblehead and Toledo was resumed today in Port Clinton. Trainmen had refused to operate the cars on the new time schedule. Cleveland men were called in to take charge of the cars, but the difference was satisfactorily adjusted today and the Cleveland men returned. The new schedule is in operation. A compromise offer of 55 cents an hour to striking streetcar men was refused by them today in Springfield. The union demanded an increase of 47 to 65 cents an hour. Negotiations are still in progress. Service has been tied up since Friday. A poisonous drink was taken 2 days ago by Miss Luna Wright, 35 years old, is to prove fatal, according to local physicians. It is alleged that Miss Wright obtained $10 from Warren D. Keefe, her companion, on the night she purchased the drink for the purpose of securing some liquor. She has been blinded by the drink and is suffering excruciating pain. In Crawfordsville, Dr. Robert E. Speer of New York, addressing the session of the Indiana Synod of the Presbyterian Church, declared, "The only way for the people to be lifted out of the confusion of disorganization that is scattered all over the world is to turn back to the Savior of mankind." He also emphasized the need of carrying the gospel to the dark centers of other nations. United States Senator Metal McCormick of Illinois is to be principal speaker at a Republican barbecue to be held in this city. It is expected that fully 20,000 people will be present. Mrs. M. Louise Porter of Brooklyn, New York, is absolved of all blame for the death of Felix Zichin, who was killed by her automobile on August 5th by the coroner S. A. Herman in a finding today. Old Odd Fellow Dead, Henry Loverside, age 80, one of the oldest members of Clifton Lodge of the Old Fellows of Winsted, died at the Odd Fellows home here today. The steamship Hanwha, leaving Seattle October 25th, will carry 1,000 tons of copper from the Anaconda Copper Mining Company's Great Falls Smelter. consigned to New York shipments by the way of the Panama Canal will be a regular thing in the future. Old Vendetta ends. Eight Sardinian families, which have been in a vendetta for 65 years, have become reconciled, according to the reports of the Giornale d'Italia. Since the feud began, there has been 75 murders and much property damage. The Bishop of Tampico officiated at the ceremony of reconciliation. Trained animals barred. Tom and Ellen Bellings, American circus performers, are unable to enter Finland because they have a trained donkey and several educated dogs. They reached the Finnish border from Russia, but found the regulations against shipment of livestock from Russia prevented them from entering Finland. Bomb is fireworks. Hutchinson, Kansas bomb plot mystery flickered out today when it was determined that a cylinder found by boys on a creek bank in the center of the city is supposed to contain powerful explosives was only a discarded piece of fireworks. Forrest acquitted. As coroner Phelan found there was no criminal responsibility, Redfield L. Forrest, chauffeur for the Coulter D. Hooler, whose machine was run into by a motorcycle driven by Charles W. Bates, was discharged on a complaint of manslaughter by Judge Meade today. Bates died from his injuries. Habitual criminal. Lawrence H. Ferrone of New York was found guilty of being a confirmed criminal by a jury in the Superior Court here today, and Judge Haynes sentenced him to 20 to 80 years in prison. Mrs. Kenyon on trial. Mrs. Mabel Kenyon, who shot and killed D. Herbert Tetlow in Pawcatuck, town of Stonington, on June 11th, is on trial, charged with murder before Judge G. E. Hinman in the Superior Court here. Dr. William H. Gray of Stonington, in the medical examiner, told an autopsy on Dr. Tetlow's body, saying that a bullet entered his right arm, then the body, and into the liver. Liquor and pool room. Michelle Mateo Poolroom proprietor was fined $75 and cost in the police court today on the charge of violating the liquor law at his place of business. And that was news from 100 years ago. You can hear more of our podcasts on all listening outlets. Thank you for listening.